I'm not gonna sit here and tell you life is gonna be Ron Howard happy days every day. It's not gonna be that way. Matter of fact, it's probably gonna be the opposite. You see, the enemy is gonna throw everything he has in his toolbox at you. Now, he can't stop you himself, but his objective is to get you to stop you. This message is for the struggle, for all those going through trials and tribulations. People in this world are gonna fool you, disappoint you, turn their back on you. The closest around you are gonna give up on you. And when things hit the fan, everybody's gonna run. You're gonna look around and you're gonna be all alone. I'm just keeping it real with you, cause somebody out there needs to hear what I'm saying. This ain't a motivational video. Man, this is life. This ain't no game to me, and I know what you're going through. And I'm gonna speak life into you right now. Nothing, listen to me, nothing can stop you. God will never leave you nor forsake you, and that is all you need. There's a power inside of you that you can only discover when you are truly alone. Just as the waves on a beach shore come in and out, people will do the same. Relationships are like music, and you should never make music with anybody who doesn't understand, appreciate, and value your lyrics. Sometimes you just gotta let these people go. You gotta know your worth. Sometimes you just gotta let them people go. You gotta stop chasing people who don't appreciate you. Sometimes in this life, champion, you gotta remind the world just who you are. And you don't do this by telling them with your mouth. You tell them with your actions. You make your actions speak loud and proud to who you are. Don't let the world convince you that you're a nobody. You're somebody who just don't know it yet. Do you hear what I'm saying, champion? I'm speaking to the champion in you. Rise, champion. The way of the warrior. Championize. Get back up. My spirit cries. Fear dies, choked out by the scream, the desire to climb and live out my dream. Take it for the team. Discipline reigns. I want it too bad to listen to the pain. I'm a winner. To God be the glory. Tragedy and setbacks, an inspirational story. Warriors like me, we were strategically designed for the struggle. Many before me gave up and quit, acted all bad the first time they got here. But see, blood don't scare me. I fear not death. Whatever it takes, champion, to be the best of the best. I was made for war. I cry out to heaven, blessed and unstoppable, an immortal legend. Climb, I say, the unclimbable mountain. Kicking and punching, I just keep on pounding. I found it, that deep desire to win. I remember defeat and I say, never again. See, warriors like me, we were born and strategically designed for the struggle. The way of the warrior, championized. Get back up, my spirit cries. Fear dies, choked out by the screams. The desire to climb and live out my dreams. Take it for the team. Discipline reigns. I want it too bad to bow to pain. I'm a winner. To God be the glory. setback. An inspirational story. Many before me gave up and quit. Acted all bad to the first time they got in. Blood don't scare me. I fear not death. Whatever it takes, champion, to be the best of the best. Climb, I say, the unclimbable mountain. Kicking and punching, I just keep on pounding. Because I'm a warrior, and that's what we do. I'm Billy Osbrooks, blessed and unstoppable. To God be the glory.
Baby, what you say? I ain't here to conversate. Baby, I don't play. From Miami, causing trouble in LA. Rowdy, Tennessee. If I don't send for you, best not come for me. Jordan, 23. Guarantee you're gonna wanna leave with me. I got that la 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 la. Pull up, pull up, pull up straight from Tokyo. You cannot believe it when we come through. My God, you look good today. My God, you look good today. Yeah. Back up, back up, back up, do it slow mo. When she drop it, bounce back like a yo.
We're going to talk about this because you've been muted.
Oh, great morning to everybody.
See,
jumping on the grind.
If you're going to be a part of the process, you're going to have to learn
the
process.
Happy Tuesday. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's go ahead and get ourselves going.
Don't touch nothing.
Don't touch anything.
Don't do nothing.
Why? Mm-hmm.
Don't touch nothing, Pam.
Nothing damn day.
That's the day right there.
What?
Don't touch nothing.
Live.
I need to go live.
Let's go live. Why?
I ain't ate nothing either, and you over here touching stuff.
I'm going to need to send you back upstairs.
Man, yeah. I don't think that's going to help today.
Shoot. Yes, absolutely.
So let's go, man. Get us started.
I got it started once before, and you told me to hold on. Wait,
I just said don't touch nothing.
Okay.
You can still talk.
All right. I heard y'all. Great morning, everybody.
Don't get mad. Look, you mad, bro?
Yes. I want y'all to know that on this Tuesday, the movement was just a little slow today, right?
Just a little bit.
Everybody jumping on the grind. You know what? Hello to everybody that has tuned in to Blog Talk Radio, been listening in for the last few moments as you dropped the tune. And, you know, to everybody that's jumping now on Facebook, hello. Happy Tuesday. It's another day, right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
You good?
I'm good. Where's the Nutriburst, man? I thought you were pouring the Nutriburst. Put it in this cup. I need some. Lord, have mercy on my soul. Tell you right now.
Yes, let's get the news press going.
All right, so what's up, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land, man? Welcome to The Grind, the realest show ever, man. This is an unscripted Blog Talk Radio show, guys. Guess what? We're going to say some things on this show that some people don't like, but that's okay. We're going to say some things on this show that some people absolutely love, because we know that we're here to bridge some gaps. If it's just one gap, then the show was a success. No matter when you listen to the show, at some point in time,
right,
you're actually going to get something from it. So, guys, go to blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101, and you are able to go back and listen in the archives and see all of the shows, or hear all of the shows that we have we've done over the past 3 years. Yeah, drop it right in that OJ right there.
Thank you.
So, so all of the shows we've done over the last 3+ years, so a lot of different content back there. So go check it out. But again, thank you for being a part of The Grind. My Facebook Live friends, my YouTube friends, we see you guys hopping on YouTube, either hopping on Pam's YouTube page or my YouTube page. Guys, we're all over the place, right? We're all over the place. I think we got all of the social media avenues covered here, right? So nobody can miss the word that The Grind puts forth on today or any day. So man, jump on the day. Say one thing, people on Facebook, people on YouTube, if you can type, say one thing that you're blessed for, right? What are you blessed? Why are you blessed today? We always say, how are you? You say, I'm blessed. Why? Why are you blessed?
Right. Absolutely.
I'm gonna need you to pull that microphone up.
Oh, okay.
To your voice. Absolutely. Yeah, there you go.
There we go. That's better.
Not yet.
Supposed to be right there.
Yeah.
Good.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, I can hear it. Mm-hmm. It got better. I can hear it.
I can't hear you, though.
I can hear it.
All right.
Wow, yes, absolutely. One thing, good morning, finally.
Okay. So, all right. So awesome,
yes,
man. Thank you guys for being a part of The Grind today, man. What are we going to talk about, man? We got so many things going on in life, man.
Well,
you guys got a lot of stuff going on in life, but,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's always something going on. But I can say one thing, you know, that as I see, you know, people putting things in the chat that I'm thankful for real, is life. You know, just blessed to be here, to see another year. I had an amazing birthday celebration this past weekend, and I just again want to say thank you to everyone that sent a text, that gave a call, that put up a post. You know, I just everybody who sent a gift and all of that. Just thank you for all of the birthday blessings that everybody sent. It's almost virtually impossible to hit up every text and every inbox and everything, but just know from the bottom of my heart that I truly appreciate each and every one of you, because we definitely turned up this weekend, had a good time, good fun, good night fun, you know, And just excited to just have another opportunity to be able to be a blessing in the lives of others. So yes,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Everything.
All right. So, you know, here's one of the things that I want to talk about this morning. Definitely blessed to be a blessing, blessed to be blessed. You know, you guys are putting in the chat right now what you're blessed for. You're saying you're blessed to be healthy. You're blessed to have just woke up this morning, open your eyes. You know, you're blessed to be able to read this broadcast. If you're, you know, one young lady says she's kind of hard of hearing. She's blessed to be able to read what we're saying as opposed to hearing what we're saying. Some of you are saying you're blessed to be alive, blessed to have family, blessed that, you know, you're in abundance. You're blessed for my son. So you guys got a lot of reasons to be blessed. So, you know, if you have a lot of reasons that you're blessed and you have a lot of reasons, that means you have a lot of reasons to be here. Right. So if you open your eyes one more time or one more again, as they say, then that means God still has work for you on this earth.
Right.
Still has work for you on this earth. That means your purpose has not been fulfilled. Once that purpose is fulfilled, that's when, you know, it's time for you, you know, to leave, you know, this world. But you got more work to do because you're still here. You're listening to this broadcast. And, you know, we want to talk about a little bit about a few things today. We want to talk about some tenacity. We want to talk about some struggle. We want to talk about some fight. We want to talk about some resilience. We want to talk about the real life applications of how you actually handle what it is that you do every day. The things that come up against you every day, how do you process them? How do you actually get past them in order to move, you know, into and stay on the purpose and the path that, you know, that you're on, you know, to get to your destination. And some of you may have not even defined yet what your destination is, what your purpose is. How is it leading? What is it leading you to? You know, you haven't yet had that talk yet with God that says, hey, you know, this is what I want you to do. And this is how I'm leading you down this path. And, you know, I need for you to take this step and that step. And, you know, somewhere down the road, you got sidetracked and you took a wrong turn. You took a wrong turn. And now, you know, you're trying to get back. You're trying to figure out, okay, how do I get back on the right path? I got all these different struggles that I'm faced with. And I'm submitting to you guys today that, you know, a lot of times we struggle, you know, so intently and we're called upon to be so tenacious in that struggle because we're on the wrong path. Sometimes you're going the wrong way, right? It's like driving down a wrong way, one-way road. You know, it's two lanes and you're driving down the wrong way and everybody's like, you're going the wrong way. You're going the wrong way. And there's not a lot of people that's telling you that you're going the wrong way, but you kind of feel like you are, right? But you finally see it. You get that physical representation and you turn around,
right?
Sometimes you get that feeling that something's not right. You know, life hits you in the face. And when life hits you in the face, you just think it's normal for you to struggle.
Right.
You know, yeah, we're equipped to handle the struggle. But do you have to go through the struggle that you go through every day, right? Or can you kind of minimize those struggles, right? Like minimize the pain. So we've always told the story about the farmer sitting on the porch with his dog and he keeps moaning. And a man walks up and says, why is your dog always moaning all the time when you guys are out on the porch? And he said, because he's laying on a nail. And he said, well, why don't he just get up off the nail? And the farmer said, well, I guess it hasn't hurt him bad enough yet for him to get up and get off of it. And that's where some of us are in life, right? We've been going down the same path so long and we've gotten accustomed to the pain. We just think that it's a part of the struggle. And I just don't think that you have to go through as much pain as you go through. I'm not saying there's not going to be any pain, but I think there's a way to minimize that pain.
You know, and I would have to agree with that because I truly believe, you know, anytime that there's growth, right, anytime there's going to be a breakthrough, there's almost always going to be some type of change. You got to go through something in order to get to something. But again, it still always boils down to, you know, it's all about the mindset. You know, it's all about the way that we look at things in order to be able to minimize the amount of pain that we actually go through in order to get from one destination to the next destination. Because it's really all about how you look at things, how you see things.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you know, you're going to feel the pain. You're going to feel the brunt of it. You know, you will. But I believe that mentally, you know, when you focus on the issue, when you focus on the pain, you end up, you know, making it that much more difficult, as opposed to if you're going through something and it's painful, it's difficult, it's challenging, but you don't focus on that, but instead keep the vision in front of you and focus on where you're going, then it eases the pain.
So can we kind of like...
You know that better is coming, right?
Right. Absolutely. So can we kind of like translate some of that into process, you know, because I believe when people say process, you know, especially in the industry that we're in, when people say process, they automatically think that it has to be painful. You know, it has to be very, very painful. Like we got to be super struggling and just pains all the time.
No.
You know, and the process doesn't mean you have to be in pain all the time. Right.
No,
so,
you're absolutely.
Yeah, you're talking about going through the things that you're going through, and you know your process is really how you process things, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. It is. Mm-hmm. It's the necessary step.
Right.
You know? So therefore, that's what process means. It's the necessary step that you got to take. So it doesn't mean that you know every step is going to be you know painful.
Right.
But you got to go through those steps. You know, in order to, you know, create that perfect thing that you want to see happen. I mean, you think about something as simple as baking a cake, you know? There's a certain process that you got to go through in order to, you know, create that beautiful red velvet cake that you love so much, right, that I create, right? So, you know, there's certain ingredients that I got to gather, right? I got to get everything together first and foremost, right? I got to, you know, that's a step, making sure I got all the stuff. Then, you know, it's all about how I mix that thing together. See, I don't just throw everything in the bowl. It's a process that I got to go through, you know, in order to take, you know, the oil that's necessary with the sugar and taking the egg and making sure I don't just throw the eggs in, but I beat the eggs first. So, you know, it's a certain process, a certain step, you know, that literally is going to create that beautiful cake that you enjoy. And so,
right.
You know, it's not painful, but, you know, you got to go through the steps in order to create the things that you want to see.
Right.
But there will be some pain,
right.
You know, and that's the part that I think that, you know, we don't want to go through, you know, in order to really, you know, get to the next level. But they are necessary.
Right.
And that's what's going to help us to grow, because it really helps us. The pain helps us to really understand what we have on the inside of us, you know.
Right. So the process that we're talking about is what the process that you guys, you've heard the process word. You it's like, because we want to get deeper with this. Mm-hmm. All right. So everybody knows you got to go through a process. They always say you got to go through it to get to it. Right. So we know that there's a process for everything. Right. But, you know, how you process things matters.
Right.
Right. How you process it determines your process. Right. So let's put those together. You should write that down. Y'all missed that. That was a shout moment. That was a shout moment right there. Y'all should have been shouting. How you process things determines your process, right? Right. So you gotta go a little deeper, because this is your life that we're talking about, right? You're trying to figure out exactly, A, why am I going through the things that I'm going through? And B, how do I get the heck out of the thing so it's not so painful for me? Process doesn't have to be painful.
Right.
But it's all about how you process things. Right. We always say that you have to have a filter between your brain and your mouth. Right.
Absolutely.
Right. That filter, is what keeps you out of verbal jail. Right.
That's
keeps
it.
You out of trouble with, with that little tongue, because there's death and the power of life and death in the tongue. Right.
Sure.
So that filter between here and here actually keeps you out of the negative part of the process, or it can throw you into, you know, a positive aspect of your process, which is what you want. So how you process things matter. Every little thing that happens to you in your life requires you to process it here.
Absolutely.
Right? You have to process it before you regurgitate. We always say there's a reason why God gave us two ears, two eyes, and one mouth.
One mouth.
Right? One mouth. You're supposed to use the mouth, you know, to bless. You're supposed to use the mouth to promote, to say good things, right? Exhort one another more, even as you see the day approaching, as it says in Hebrews, right? The mouth is supposed to be to bless. The ears and the eyes are supposed to be to ingest, right? As you ingest, you bless, right? Ingest with the ears and the eyes, you bless with the mouth. But that process never really pans out that way for people because they don't process things the right way. Mm-hmm. We always say when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change, right? Cliche 101, right? you know.
They
for real. Yeah, the cliches are for real. But you got, but you know, it's, and we always say, you know, life is, you know, is 90% how you handle things and 10% what happens, right? So it's all about how you handle it. So how do you handle things the right way? Everything that happens to you during the day, you have to process it to say, if I handle this way, we just call them if then statements, right? If I do this, then this will happen.
Right.
That's the filter. That's when, and some of y'all ain't got to this point yet till you realize you don't have a filter, right? You don't have a filter. Now, what do I mean when I say filter? All right. I'm talking about for me, my filter works fast, right? I can filter things from here and before they come up my mouth because I say this is the realest show ever, right? But I want to make sure that this is a tasteful show.
Right.
It's a tasteful show. You know, we're not up here cursing. We're not up here, you know, shooting everybody down. We're not just trying to tell you that there was an accident on the highway and somebody out there died. And we're not telling you about the flowers that are blooming on the side of the road as well. Right. We want to make sure that we're processing the good things and giving you guys some positive things so that you can have fertile ground for things to grow in your mind.
Right.
Right. So it will be easy for us to get up here and talk about all of the drama and the tea that goes on. Our numbers would be through the roof if we did that. I don't know why that is, but
people like drama.
People like drama. People like pain. And namely, most people don't care if you're in pain because they're just happy that it's not them.
Right.
Right. And that's just how it is. I don't know why people are like that, but they like the drama. They like the negativity of it all. And the negativity of it is this happened and it's not me. So let me see how bad it is. Right. But when somebody tells you, oh, there's some beautiful roses out there on I-95, right at exit 12, you know, she go, they're so beautiful. They're growing all over the place.
Right.
For some reason.
Right.
We process that, and it's like, oh, well, it's not even important. We're like, okay, yeah, what's the point,
right?
But when somebody said, oh, there was a bad accident, 7 cars in the accident, they got people covered up all over the place. You jumping in your car, when you ain't even get dressed. You jump right in your car to go see it.
Right.
You jump in your car to go ingest something into your mind. Mm. Why is that? I don't know. I don't know why that is. Maybe some of you guys can enlighten us and help us figure out why do people gravitate more to drama and bad things than they do good things.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I need some help with this. I don't have all the answers. You got that answer, Pam? I don't know. I got speculations, but I'd love to hear what you guys have to say about it because I just really don't know. It baffles me, right? I don't like drama.
Right.
I if I see drama, if I hear drama, you may see me 1 minute, then I'm like a leprechaun. I'm gone, right? I'm like Dorothy from the Wizard of Oz. I done clicked my heels 3 times and I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nothing to do with it because I don't need that environment,
right?
I don't need that atmosphere,
right? Because that environment is what's feeding you.
Right.
The environment that you create, the environment that you allow yourself to be a part of, that's what's feeding you. And that's what you end up becoming. And so therefore, yeah, it's very unfortunate because, you know, because you really have to pay attention to the things that you allow your eyes to see and your ears to hear, for real. Because otherwise, those things become a part of you and you don't even realize it. That you're allowing this negative energy and negative putting yourself in a negative space and you know but yet you know you're wondering why you know things begin to you know not go the way that you wanted to go. It's because you got to shift that energy. You got to get out of that space. You got to pay attention to the things that you watch, the things that you listen to, the things that you see, you know, all of that. And I can say that that's one of the things that I learned a long time ago, you know, for real. And to be on this road called growth, on this journey to success, is that I had to learn how to, for real, turn off the noise, to eliminate the noise, and to even, like, I don't want certain things in my spirit, because if I let it in, now I got to figure out how to get it out. I don't watch things on television that don't sit right in my spirit. I don't curse, so I don't want to be around people who, that's all, every word that's coming out of their mouth, they cussing, because now it's like cutting me with a knife, because that's not something, so it stands out even more to me. So I have to really protect my environment, and I'm thankful because I've been able to do that. I've been able to, like, shut it out. And I don't know if it's, I believe, I was going to say, you know, it could be a gift, but I believe that everybody has the capability to be able to do that. And it's just something that I had to make a decision that I'm just not going to allow this stuff in. I really don't care what's going on the left, on the right. I know you got to be aware of things that's happening, you know, in the world and things of that nature, but I can't focus on that. I can't focus on the drama. I have to create the environment that's going to cause me to thrive, that's going to cause me to grow. And I understand that each and every one of us have the power to shift. Shift. And so when you find yourself in that position, just like we said the other day, only you can stop you, right? You got to control it. And absolutely, right. Yvonne is all about discernment. And I don't know whether this is from the things that we've been through in life, but God has truly given you know, me that gift of discernment in different situations. Sometimes it's a good thing. Sometimes, yeah, and I don't know, maybe it's always a good thing, but there's many things that I see that now I'm like, am I the only one seeing this? Am I the crazy one? I'm confused, you know?
So let's stop. Let's talk about discernment really quickly, because I think that's super important, and that's a part of, you know, that's a part of you creating. That's actually a part of you being, protecting, and embracing the process, right? You can actually create the process. You can, because because of the things that we're talking about, discernment. Your discernment, figuring out or seeing what's going on around you and acting on it. We always say, talk about the action, act on it. If you're acting on it, then you can create the process that you want, right? And now only thing that you have to really overcome are the things that you don't control, the unforeseen things that come, which is now you're minimizing it, right? So I see a lot of you guys saying, you know, I hate drama. I don't do drama. I don't do this. I don't do that. All right, here's the check. I'm going to give you guys a system of checks and balances to figure out if what the drama is, or how the drama is coming into your life. All right, because it's easy to say that you don't like drama, but there's three facets of what happens with drama and negativity. Okay, if you are having a lot of stuff come into your life, you are constantly exposed to drama. Right? It's like you're like, I don't know why. It's like all of this stuff is happening to me. All this drama is always coming to me. We've always said it, guys. You're either the originator, the actuator, or the perpetuator of that drama, right? You have to figure out if you're in either three of those categories, then that is the exact reason why your life is filled with drama, right? So the originator can be as simple as you see it with your ingestion tools, right? Ears and your eyes, you see it, and then you bring it into fruition with that mouth, that tongue brings it into fruition, and you're the originator of the drama, right? Right, hung by the tongue. I think that's already a book.
It is.
Yeah. So, you know, that tongue is what causes you to be the originator of it, right? And that same tongue causes you to get it from somebody else that originated it and be the actuator. So they send it to you, and then you spinning around in your brain and spit it back out to somebody else with that same tongue. So you're actuating. Everybody's calling you, right? It's like you're the bullseye, and everybody's calling you, giving you all the drama because you have zero baseline. You have no line. You have no lines of defense with your core, right? You just letting everybody call you and say whatever. You know, did you see what such and such did? You get another. Hold on, girl. Christine called me. Hold on. You know, man, did you see what Miss Lulu did? She went over and did this. And then you say, hey, man, hold on, man. This is an equal opportunity show. Okay. Woman is man and woman are the same. Okay. Women gossip, but the most. Let's just keep it 1,000. Men have their gossip moments, but we don't gossip nowhere near as much as women. Okay, I'm just gonna tell fellas, I got your back on this. We ain't gonna even get in that same boat. Our boat is a little one. They got a big cruise ship. So you know, throw a man in there. You know, hey Joe, did you see what such and such did over there, man? He do. And next thing you know, everybody's bringing it to you, and you're wondering why is all of this stuff happening to me?
Right, and that's because you're either the originator, the actuator, or the perpetuator.
Right.
When you fall into none of those categories, people don't bring you that stuff. As a matter of fact, you don't even.
No, that's the actuator phase.
Uh-huh.
The actuator phase is when you don't. The originator is the person that isn't. I wasn't bringing this practical.
Oh, okay.
You guys got. I want the practical piece so you guys can really somebody can apply this to their life. Okay. When you're the person, if you're the originator, you're the person that is, and we're still talking about process, guys, and how you go through your process and how it doesn't have to be as painful, right? If you're the originator, that means you're the person that's spilling all the tea.
You create it.
You are creating the tea
right.
to give to somebody else.
Right.
And you, it's just sometimes it's second nature to you. I've seen somebody in there say upbringing. Yo, everybody around you was just gossiping. It was gossip, gossip, gossip. And you watch everything on the news. You watch on you on everybody's social media feeds, and you ain't nothing slipping by you. You catch everything, right? I want to make sure keep everybody on this thing honest. So you see somebody comment, I know he didn't just call me, girl. He just called her this. You the person that originates it, right? So when you originate it, then now you're gonna send it to the actuator. Right. The actuator is the person that's going to take it. And it's like the news company. Probably. Right. They're going to take it and they're going to say, you know, here, everyone here, spin that thing out and throw the newspapers on the steps. Right. Just riding around actuating all the drama. You calling up everybody, you know, you used to have to get in the news. Right. You used to have to wait till you got back home, you know, to get on a phone call. You ain't have to hear it outside. You used to have to wait. You know, you got a page. You had to stop at the cell phone. When the cell phone's around now. Got social media. You immediately got daily news, throwing them out there. You're the actuator, right? And then some of you say, you know what, I'm not going to talk, I don't do drama, but you're perpetuating it because you got somebody when somebody tells you, and then you got somebody that you want to tell, right? Instead of you killing it right where it is, you got to tell somebody. So did you see what such and such posted? That's just so dirty. Just let what you give energy to
grows. Absolutely.
All right. So your process means how you process things.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're gonna say, and some of y'all, I believe y'all, some of y'all say I don't do drama. Cool, I get it. But there are some people that say they don't do drama and they fit in one of those three categories. And if you fit in one of those three categories, first of all, they say you gotta be truthful and honest with yourself. Pam will tell you. We're both the same way. Let me speak for me. Pam is her own woman, right?
Right.
I don't want to hear the drama.
Right.
Period. Don't
yeah.
when you get the tea, don't dial my number.
Right.
Okay. Take it out of that round. I don't need that. Okay. Call me when you got something productive.
Right.
Something that you can use the tongue for.
Right.
That's gonna move us forward.
Right.
Not keep us standing still or move us backwards.
Absolutely.
Right. That's when you dial my number.
Right.
So I set the baseline. That's the core that I always talk about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
You got to protect that core.
Yeah, you have to protect that core. You know, to allow the negative energy, to allow the nonsense, the gossip to come into your ear is just going to, you know, create a different type of environment. So, you know, I'm just like, Nate, I don't want to hear it. I don't even really want to know. And sometimes, you know, I feel like I don't know, like I'm almost naive because I don't get it. People know, like for real, when I made a decision to cut out negativity in my life, I had to protect, just like they say all the time, I had to protect my core. I had to protect me. And so therefore I had to set some boundaries in my life.
Talk to them, tell them. They need, y'all need to set some boundaries.
Yeah,
talk to them.
Set some boundaries in my life because I understood that, you know what, allowing that type of energy and negativity and gossip and all of that into my life was not moving me forward. It was holding me backwards, and it was just something that, just like you say, it perpetuates, you know, every day. And when you focus on it, it begins to grow. So when I decided that, you know what, I can't allow this type of energy into my life, and this was years ago, like for real, years ago, when I made a decision to work on me, to grow me, I for real had to turn, I call it turning off the noise. And I've gotten so good at turning off the noise to where a lot of times I don't even know what's going on. I don't. And it's because it is not making me closer to God, moving me forward in my purpose, you know, allowing me to impact the lives of others, you know, and it's just not lined up with what God is calling me to do. Then why do I need to be involved in it? Like seriously. And so I've just gotten very good, and I had to make a decision to not allow those things into my life. And so therefore, you know, it's unfortunate, but I had to cut out conversations. You know, I had to limit friends, you know, for real. All of that, seriously. And even there's times in which, you know, there's some people that I truly love, but I know that, you know, they're drama. So it's like, you know how you get your phone ring and you're like, I'm sorry. All right.
See, the front end of that is,
yeah,
in fact, the front end of that is,
yeah.
And when they get to the point to where your number ain't even on a drama speed dial, that's when you really,
right,
when you really set the baseline, right?
Yeah.
See, Pam's a little... She's a little nicer than me. She, you know, I'm going just
no, but you know what?
Don't dial my number. They'll take it out of the drama speed.
Yeah,
dial.
And I don't get it. I don't get the nonsense. Honestly, I don't, because it's the boundary that I set. It's the tone that I set, and I had to make a decision. I had to draw a straight up line. Okay, you can't play the fence. Either you want to be a part of it or you don't. There's no in between.
Come on.
All right, that's what the problem is. Sometimes you just want to be neutral. No, there's no in between. Either you're gonna keep it positive, right? Or you're gonna allow negativity in your life. What you gotta decide which one. Now everything that comes your way is not gonna be a positive situation, but again, it all determines on, just like we said, how you gonna handle that thing. How you gonna twist that thing around. And so when people realize, they begin to realize, oh, you know what, she ain't even getting ready to perpetuate that, you know, or, you know, don't even wanna really hear about this. Or you know, when it comes your way, because sometimes you could be having a positive conversation with somebody, right? They call you, see how you're doing. Then all of a sudden, that thing go left. When that thing go left, I'm like this. Got another call. Yep, absolutely. I'll talk to you later. For real, like this is just, it's just hot. And you can't control them situations. But I'm real quick to say, not today. Not me. I'm not going there, because it is not going to, allow me to be my greatest. So I gotta learn how to disconnect. I gotta learn how to end that thing. And so when we really make up our minds for real, like my motto is from the Wiz, don't nobody bring me no bad news. I don't want to hear it. Like for real, if it's not growing somebody and taking somebody to the next level, you know, I understand that things happen and things of that nature, and we have to be able to handle situations, you know, that happen in our lives. But if there's no solution, bring me the, if you got an issue, bring me the solution too. How are we gonna fix this thing? You know, what will we do to make things better? You know, in order to turn this thing around into a positive situation.
And this is all a big part of discernment, right? I think discernment is super important, because The discernment is what keeps you out of hot water. Discernment is what keeps you moving in the right direction. And some people will know that something's not right, but they stay in it, right? And it's amazing because you can let me say this. It's about who you hang around, and it's about who you associate with, and it's about who you allow to sow into you, okay? I'm going to make this definitive statement. This is how I think, okay, because I shift gears quick, all right? I coast with you, I roll with you and stay in that gear as long as you are doing what is feeding me. But when it stops feeding me, I'm going to have to downshift and zoom on out of there, right? So the devil was once an angel, right? Used to be an angel, the angel of music, right? But he ain't the angel of music no more. You don't hang out with him no more, do
right.
you?
Right.
Don't hang out with him, right? So when somebody shifts and somebody starts doing something that's not right, then just because they used to be something, you just hang around. Well, now you used to do this, but now they're starting to do bad. You hang around. These are the things that keep people stagnant. These are the things that keep people around people, places, and things that are not moving them forward. And the reasons people do it is a lot of different reasons. You know, they don't want to disappoint the situation. They don't know how to get out of it. They don't know how, you know, it's like they don't want to bring, well, I don't want to cause no problems.
It's bondage. Bondage. It's bondage.
That's a strong word.
It's bondage.
That's a strong word.
It's a strong word, but it's the truth. Many times people, you know, when someone remains in a situation and that discernment is there and you know that you need to shift and you don't, it's bondage. It is. And the only way to get out of it is to, you know, honestly punch through the fear, because a lot of times people remain in situations, you know, whatever it may be, just because of the fear of, you know, what steps it's going to take in order to get out of it.
Man, you just don't know who you are.
Huh?
You don't know who you are.
Right.
Let's just keep it real. I'm sorry, I'm eating. My blood sugar is a little low.
More, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's the word that comes to mind. That's what it is.
Let me tell you.
Absolutely.
It's you don't know who you are when you are afraid of somebody else. That's an identity issue. It's an identity
right.
crisis.
Yeah, it is.
Right? I'm just being honest with you guys because this is how
it's
this works.
It's a lack of belief in self.
It's a lack of belief in self. You don't know who you are.
Right.
So you still need somebody or something to confirm you or to identify you. You know, so you stay there because you don't know who you are. You don't know what your purpose is. You don't know what you should know to move yourself forward. So you stay in it because you're afraid that if you leave, you're like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? If you stop doing a certain thing, you're like, well, I don't know what I'm going to do without that. I don't know what I'm going to do without this. But when you know who you are and you haven't accepted and settled for less than what you are, then it's easy to, as Pam said, punch through each level, each wall of fear.
Right.
Right. Because I don't suffer from identity crisis. And I know there are people on here that don't suffer from identity crisis. So when you know you have a purpose, right, that means you don't let anything stand in the way of you achieving that or accomplishing that purpose, right, or reaching that destination because you've sold out for it. Right. And anything in life, if you're not selling out for it, then why are you doing it?
Right.
I don't know anybody that ever woke up and said, I just think I want to be below average today.
No.
No. I just think I'm going to be average. I just want to be an average person and do average people stuff. Deep down, everybody wants to actually be the best version of themselves, right? So you take the version of the person that you were yesterday and you continually improve on that version every single day. And if you're not improving on that version, then it causes you to have that identity crisis, right? It causes you to not understand and know who you are and what your power is. You have this little bitty core, right? And it's just you're down there and everybody is stepping on you,
right.
and you're not doing anything about it because you don't know the power that you have. You don't understand that God gave you a gift that he didn't give anybody else. And you're afraid to exert yourself so that people know that I know who I am.
Right. Absolutely.
One thing that I don't suffer with is an identity crisis, right? In my world, I do things the way I want to do them in my world, right? To actually perpetuate myself forward. It's about what I want to create for me. Nobody else knows that better than you, right? Who knows what God created you for better than you? But some people haven't learned what you created for.
Absolutely. Yet. And that's true. You know, and that's very true. A lot of people have not learned what God has created them for. I went through that, like seriously, real talk, you know, shy, afraid, not really understanding who I was, feeling like I had no purpose, no talents, no gifts. And that's true. Going through an identity crisis is real. And when you go through that identity crisis and you don't take the time to really identify that you do have some gifts on the inside, but that all goes down to listening. Take time to really listen to what God is telling you to do and to work on you. You know, because, you know, just like you say, you never had an identity crisis. But I'm talking to that person out there who feels like, you know what, I don't really know.
I had one. Right. I don't have one anymore.
Right. You know, what I'm supposed to do next. I don't really know. I know that there's something I'm supposed to do because that thing is real. I lived that for a very long time. But it wasn't until I made a decision, like I had to make a decision. And even throughout it all, as I made a decision to listen to the things that God was telling me to do, just because I was hearing, because I wasn't really listening. Because when you listen, you take action. Sometimes you can hear things, right, and you don't really move. But when you really take the time to listen, listening takes action. Because now you understand the things that God is wanting you to do. And you also know that many times in the steps that you have to take, the direction that he's leading you in, everybody's not going to understand it. Right. So it could be very difficult for you to even make the moves that you need to make, do the things that you need to do, you know, try the things that you need to try, you know, say yes to the opportunities you need to say yes to or whatever it may be. Because many times you don't want to have to go through that process, mm-hmm. you know, of the lack of understanding, you know, of what it could create or from others. But I could tell you that when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, you'll start to listen. Because if you don't listen to what God is telling you to do, you're just going to make your process that much longer. Okay. And, you know, so, you know, it's just all about just really making up your mind and saying that, you know what, I have the power to shift. I have the power to move. You know, don't worry about, you know, what the world may think. Don't worry about, you know, who's going to agree, the no's, whatever it has to be. When you understand that God's got you and when you decide to step out there and to really, you know, do the things that's necessary, your breakthrough is on the other side. You're going to go through some things, right? That pain that we talked about that may not be easy to go through, but it's all about how you look at things. And you realize that, and I can tell you, one of the things that really helped me to fight through everything was I began to say things and really understand the greater the challenge, the greater the victory. And that became my motto, the greater the challenge, the greater the victory. And so I began to look at the situation different. And I began to say, you know what, God, I don't really understand why, you know, I'm going through this or what why this happened. But I know that I say, you must got something good on the other side of this. You got something great on the other side of this one, okay? For real. And that's what I focused on. Understand, God will not put anything on you that you cannot bear, okay? So I started to say, okay, obviously I can handle this, okay? I don't know why I'm here.
What does that mean, though?
Huh?
What does that mean?
What? God would never put more on you than you can bear?
Yeah. Because people say that all the time. And that's been a, like a universal understanding, right? God won't put any more on you than you can bear. So what does that mean? Does he have a personal level or personal pain threshold for each person? Or is there one moniker, one level of pain that was the pinnacle that he's talking about?
Well, you know, he paid the ultimate price, okay, for everything, right? Seriously.
But how did he pay that price?
How did he pay the price?
Mm-hmm.
Because he bore everything. He bore all our sins. He was crucified.
Okay.
So he paid the ultimate price for everything. He handled it all, like seriously. But the thing is we have to realize that we have, because he handled it all, we have the power to overcome.
Go deeper in that, because I want y'all to get this, okay? I want y'all to get this. Some of y'all church folk out there, y'all going to get it, all right? But the crucifixion, you know, was in back in the day, okay, was the worst form of death, the absolute worst. If you absolutely hated someone, you crucify them, right? So that's what they did. So Jesus crucified, and that was the worst form of death. So I believe, here's what my personal belief. I believe that if Jesus bore, as Pam said, all of that sin by going through the crucifixion that he went through, pain, the mental and the physical anguish and pain that he went through, right? The humiliation is the pinnacle. If he can do that for the whole world, you mean tell me you can't handle somebody talking about you? You mean to tell me that you can't handle when you lose your job? You mean to tell me that you can't handle it when things ain't going exactly the way you thought they were going? To me, that's minor, as opposed to when you contrast it to what Jesus went through.
Right.
Right. And I think that's how I. So when we say God will never put more on you can bear, I don't think there's anything that we can't bear. That's my personal belief.
Right. I feel like if he brought you to it, right, then you can get through it. But many times we bring it to ourselves.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You know, for real.
Right.
You think about it, you know, because he's the God of choice. You know, he's not gonna violate our choice. So we have the opportunity to choose the things that we do, that we go through. And many times, you know, because we have the power of choice and decision, you know, sometimes we don't always make the right decisions, but there's always a price to pay. Okay, there's always a price to pay for the things that we decide to do, don't do, you know, and you know, there's always going to be some type of price that has to be paid. So we have the opportunity to choose, you know, which price is going to be paid by the decisions that we make.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. You know, God is he's no respecter person, but at the end of the day, he's not going to violate your choice.
Right.
So the choices that you make, can't blame God for them. You made them choices, right? So,
no.
You know,
right.
How you were like,
made you do it.
God sent me this woman. God sent me this woman. God sent me this man, and now they acting up. No, you chose them. You busy making the wrong decisions,
oh,
right? So discernment is key. You know, we kind of like dwell on that for a minute, but how do you process to go through your process?
Yeah.
And that's the key. You control your process. You can actually figure out, okay, what do I implement in order to get me here? And it's all about how you process it here.
Right.
And when you process it and you say, I'm going to stay away from this and I'm going to gravitate more toward this.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's going to help me. So I'm going to move toward this. We get into those slumps in life to where, we start playing the blame game sometimes, right? And when you start playing the blame game, that gives you the opportunity to sit there and rest. And then it also gives you the opportunity to sit there and grow roots in the comfort zone. And as you're growing roots, because you're blaming everybody else for what you're going through, then now you're stagnant. You've planted yourself in a place of that is not allowing you or giving you the ability to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So we always say own it. Whatever it is, own it. If you
own
made
it.
The decision, if you're in it, And you got to own it. Even if you didn't do it, take responsibility, because you can only change what you control.
Right.
So now when you're looking at what your process is and you're looking at how you process things on a day-to-day basis, right? Day-to-day, everything that happens to you throughout the day is just going to be a cause and it's going to be an effect. All right. If you on the road and you get road rage and you're like, and you're so tense driving and you're just cursing everybody else out, then that's a long-term effect,
mm-hmm.
right? That's a long-term effect. So that means you're mad. So your blood pressure goes up. So, and when you get mad like that, it clenches your blood flow.
Right.
So a long term doing that all the time, we heard people say, I mean, you're going to mess around and bust a blood vessel. Right.
Okay.
But it's a long term internal effect and a long term mental effect. Right. So when you really think about processing, to go through your process, it's all about, I want to be able to control what I go through. So I want to make sure that I'm quick to make adjustments. Right. It's easier to make a lot of minor adjustments than to make one big swooping adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, you know, that's why cruise ships, they have this, you know, the autopilot, or what they call on the airplanes and the cruise ships, whatever you call them on the cruise ships, probably autopilot too. They make the minor course corrections based on what's happening,
mm-hmm.
right? If an airplane is flying and there's wind, there's different situations that it goes through, but it's constantly making those minor course, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but if it allows itself to only make course corrections every hour or every 30 minutes, then it could be wildly off course, and now it's got to make one major course correction, and that major course correction takes you around like that, guys, which means you lose time.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've lost time because you're making a major course correction. So why not make the minor tweaks every day? And I think one of the keys, Pam, is that people have to get out of the habit or out of the mindset that you're so concerned about what other people think about what you do, right? Because if you know you're doing what you need to do for your process to move to where you're supposed to be going to meet your purpose, then why are you so concerned about how other people deem or see what you do?
Right.
Right. They're like, okay, so you should do that. They don't know. It's like the show. Somebody told me, you know, well, you know, I think you should do this or do that. Those are all suggestions, right? They're all suggestions. They're opinions, and great. I listen to all of it. I'm not too big for that. I listen to opinions of the different things. But now I got to decide how I'm going to apply this to the overall purpose and the goal that I have,
mm-hmm.
right? If it doesn't fit, when God gives it to you, everything else is confirmation.
Absolutely.
When God gives it to you, everything else from the outside coming in, guys, should be. Confirmation,
should be.
Right?
Absolutely.
If it's not confirming what God already gave you, then it's a distraction.
Absolutely.
Okay? You guys got to understand that. And, you know, this isn't a spiritual show. But, you know, we're on this tangent because we're all spiritual beings and we're all governed and guided by a spirit that created us. Right. So there's good in everybody. There's good in there. You just got to figure out how to pull it out and how to maximize it, how to take that core and it just unequivocally say, this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
And you don't allow anything to distract you. Like it's like the show, Pam and I, we moved a little slow this morning. I moved a little slow this morning. Just real talk, right? You know, I needed a little extra. I moved a little slow. You know, Pam even told me, you're moving a little slow, old man. You know, and I was like, I'm like Fred Flintstone. I'm like, I ain't had no coffee yet. Don't even talk to me right now. You know, we go through that. You know, we go through that, and sometimes we have to figure out how to make that course correction, right? Yeah, you, and Pam knows. She knows, you know, when not to mess with me. You know, it's like sometimes I wake up and maybe I slept wrong. I don't know what it is. As they say, maybe I got out on the wrong side of the bed. I don't know what it is. But she has gotten to the point to where she knows, you know, when I got the look in my eyes, just leave me alone for a while, okay? Just leave me alone. Let me get some coffee, you know, and I'm going to be all right down the road, you know.
Right.
But it's just, I don't want to say it's just how I am. It's something that I'm working on, right? And, you know, it's just me. but I'm trying to fix that thing. I don't want to use those cliches. I'm trying to fix it. I'm trying to, you know, make sure that, you know, I can do what I'm supposed to do, click on all cylinders 100% of the time and get as close to that as I can. You know, and we both go hard every day, right? We go hard every day. And when you don't feel like you got the right amount of rest, then, you know, those things kind of, those things kind of kick in, you know?
So,
yeah.
You
start getting old. Right, right. shortening up everything. So, yeah. So there's somebody out there right now, Pam, that is trying to figure out how they can, you know, make those course corrections and get back into their purpose. And, you know, you've done what you've done over a period of time, right? Mm-hmm. But the good thing about it is, right, you may not be able to manifest, you know, material things right away, but you can manifest mental environments and mental things right away.
Right.
You can, just like Pam said, you can shift just like that. You can shift, right? But the key to that is, and the drawback to it, the effect of the shift is, you got to be willing to take the hit of the shift.
Right.
So you got to be willing when you shift, you got to be willing to take the, oh, you changed, you know? Oh, you think you better than us. Oh, look at you. Now you're reading books and stuff. Look at you. You know, look, you're getting all smart, trying to, them books ain't going to help you. You got to be able to take all of those hits, right? Because when you know that you know that you know that you know, nothing else matters.
That's right.
Right? And if you get in that mindset to where you stop being afraid to do the things that you know you need to do, some of y'all have a home-based business and you're afraid to talk to people about it, right? Some of y'all got an idea in your head and you're afraid to do the things that you control, right? There's a list of things that you need to do to start that business, and there's also a list of those things that you control,
right?
There may be 10 things to start the business. 3 of them you control. Do those 3,
right?
Absolutely. Do those 3. Mm-hmm. Start with what you have, because what you have is enough. Right. It's about getting started. You got to get started. You can't even quit before you get started.
Right.
So you got to get started.
You never create.
And people always say the start is the hardest part. I can admit the start is the scary part. Right. The start is the scary part, but I don't believe it's the hardest part.
No.
I actually believe it's the easiest part when you really think about it.
Right.
Yeah. It's that middle that is like that old boy section. You're like, oh boy.
Right.
You don't know what's going to happen when you get started. Mm-hmm. But the start, just because I just gave you guys the quick way to shift and get started, make your list of what needs to happen. What's your vision? What's your dream? What do you want to see, right? Mm-hmm. Make a list of what it's going to take you to get that dream started, and then pick out the things that you control and do those things first, right? Do those things first. They're the easiest parts, right? So now that's going to help you build your confidence, right? And then everything, you're going to find that when you start building your confidence and you do the things, the small things, mm-hmm. you're going to start looking at things on the list that you thought other people needed to do, and you're going to be like, man, I can do that too.
Right.
Yeah, let me do that too, because now you in the gym, you're working out, you got that mental prowess now that says, man, I did that, and shoot, I can do that.
Right.
So you start moving, and you're getting, now that's the middle is coming up. You got that thing kicked off, and now you're seeing things. You don't see what's happening on this bridge that you got to cross. So you're like, man, you're a little leery. But throughout that start process, you're building your muscles. You're building that mental stability that you need to be able to handle whatever happens on the bridge, right? Because you need something. There's something that you need. You're not just starting whatever it is you're doing. I don't know what it is. It could be a new business. It could be a book that you want to write. I don't know what it is. But whatever it is, now you start it, and now all of a sudden you see yourself getting stronger. All right. You see yourself, you know, moving towards something, and that gives you power.
It does.
Yeah, it gives you the power to keep going, because you're taking those baby steps, and after a while those baby steps turn into full steps. Right. And after a while, those full steps, they're going to turn into a slight jog. And then from there, you start running. And before you know it, you're sprinting all over the place. Right. Because you started. And that's the key. All right, that's the simple. What is it that you want to do that you know you need to do, you want to do, and there's a reason why you want to do it. There's a why in it.
Uh-huh.
There's a why in it, because if there is no why, what are they going to do, Pam?
They're going to quit.
You're going to quit. You're going to quit.
Yeah, they're going to quit.
See, this isn't just about, you know, this isn't just about network marketing, direct sales and network marketing. Most of you guys know that that's what Pam and I do.
Yeah.
But this is not just about this. What people don't understand about direct sales and network marketing is it's all about your lifestyle. There is no differentiation between your life and your business in this industry. There isn't, because people aren't trying to join the business. People are trying to join you.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So when you really think about how this thing works, it's about the totality of your lifestyle. People want to know who you are. People want to know your character. You can't separate the two in this industry. And that's what makes people so successful, because we always say that we are most network marketing companies. You've heard it before. They say they're a personal development company with a compensation plan attached,
right, absolutely.
Because they promote personal growth,
yeah,
because absolutely. The growth is in the personal growth.
Absolutely.
That success is in the personal growth. When you're in corporate America, you can go to work and give them their just due, right? You could have just dragged in from the club. You got out at 5 a.m. You went straight to work. As long as you do the job, they don't care. They're going to run you your check.
Absolutely.
Right? But you can go back home and live like hell. You can do whatever you want to do. But in this industry, it's a totality. It's a lifestyle. And the reason why people are so successful in this industry is because they get that. They understand that this is a lifestyle. And I have to change who I am personally. I can't be one person here and another person here. My personal growth means that my business grows.
Absolutely.
Right?
How you process things matter. All right. Thanks for tuning in, IG.
We're about to lose IG, man. Good to see you guys. Thanks for being a part. I think we're about wrapped up here. I don't want to beat a dead horse. I think you guys get it, guys. Process to process. All right. Process things that come out, guys. Process it before it comes out and see how it's going to affect you and those around you. And when you do that, guys, you'll figure out that my process just isn't as hard as it was before. And you start to move a little faster and things start to happen for you. And before you look up, man, you're like running and sprinting, man. So Pam closes out, babe.
Hey, you know, I just want to say, for real, you know, how you process things determines your process. And, you know, basically we just got to, you know, push through the things, push through the struggles, push through the challenges, and realize that we have that personal power within to definitely create what we want to create in life. So we got to own some things, right?
Own some stuff. Own it all.
In order to change some things. So we'll definitely see you guys back on Friday for another show on The Grind. We appreciate each and every one of you, all of our call-in listeners. Thanks for calling in. And to everybody that joined us on Instagram, Facebook, we love you guys. We'll see you then. All right, it's time. We got another celebration happening today. All right, just super excited.
Tell them what the celebration is.
Celebration is, for those of y'all that don't know, you know, our big boy's story, but he has a story, and God has truly, you know, blessed this kid, Christian. And so today, our son, after fighting, after being moved along in the school system, set up to fail, today is graduation day. And so we're about to celebrate Christian as they have that virtual graduation online, but it's truly a journey that God allowed him to go through. He had to embrace this process. Wasn't easy. But you know what? God has opened up every single door for him to be able to live the life that he dreamed of, you know, to play basketball when he truly was not given the opportunity in high school. Counselors shot him down. But God opened the door, and it's all because of one yes, for real, to the company that began to change our life, and we're forever grateful. And so today, I started getting him an associate's degree before he goes on to D1, and we're proud. We're proud. He's the first. We're proud, right? Nate and I don't even have a degree. So imagine that. Set up to fail, struggle academically, and look at this. Look at God.
Look at God. Look at here. Would you look at here?
Look at here. Look at God. That's grateful.
So, oh, yeah. Man. God bless you guys, man. Thank you for being a part of The Grind today, man. We'll see you guys here bright and early on Friday morning. guys, so we can close this thing out. We're going to talk about something juicy on Friday. You know, no drama, though. Just some, it's going to be a brighter day, y'all. Hang in there, man. I promise you. Things going to get better. All you got to do is change the way you think about it.
Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on.
Exactly.
Don't be cute with it. You got to get, come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
Yeah.